Well, wait till the drummer get there. Oh, Lord, we're going to have something to say. In this 14th chapter of John, we find in this text, we find strength, hope, and power from no other but the lips of Jesus. At the closing of his time with his disciples, Jesus gave them these words of comfort and ensure them to let them know he would not leave them alone, but make a way to be with them always. And that no one day they would be together once again. For a subject this morning I like to use, it's just a temporary condition. It's just a temporary condition. And we heard these scriptures so often when someone is laid out in the long home and before the altar and can't speak for themselves anymore. And parents and friends and associates are weeping and mourning. And we find the preacher reading these words. In our world today, we live a day at a time, some of us. And some of us look forward to tomorrow in the future. I've even heard people plan 2 and 3 years down the road. And I say, you got a long vision. Because time belongs to God. Some have high hopes and some are in despair. And some have very little hope from one day to the next. And sometimes it seems that life is such a struggle. And sometimes so unfair, though we think. And we even look to heaven and say, why me? But somewhere along life's road, we find out that dying is not a hard thing. But living, it's like being married. It's a job. You got to stay on it every day. You can go to bed with all good intentions. Wake up in the morning and before you know it, the storm is raging. And you ask yourself, where did that come from? Lord, I haven't even got started yet. But when you look into the Word, I tell people, and they say, Reverend, you think all the answers is in the book. They're in the book. They're in the book. I was telling Reverend this morning in the office, I said, Doc, I heard a minister talk about your message, Under the Influence. And he gave out some pointers and how when we don't raise up our children from down here, and influence them by our lives, living in their presence, not as hypocrites, but as God-fearing parents and setting examples for them. And when we turn them loose at preschool or send them to kindergarten, that they will be in a pagan society and become influenced, not by godly folks, you know, but ungodly folks. We don't see it, but it's in the book. In the 8th chapter of Acts, we are led as sheep to the slaughter. And sometimes we do feel as if we are sheep in the midst of wolves. Even we say today, why, Lord, does bad things happen to good people? And when I hear people use that phrase, I say, hold up. So what you mean? I said, you said good people? Good people don't go to heaven. Saved folks do. You know what I mean? Jesus told them, said, why call me good master? There's none good but the Father. It's in the book. You know, if you don't spend no time there, it may sound like foolishness to you. Because the Bible said preaching sounds like foolishness to them that perish. It sounds like foolishness. Where you get that stuff from? You know, because many of us are still under the influence of this world. We are a spoiled in America. Want soft seats, clean sheets, cool houses in the summer, warm in the winter. We are under influence that you're in the land of milk and honey, and you need to get your share. But we are under the wrong influence. Because the Bible said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It said, love not the world nor the things therein. But we are under the influence that you're supposed to have. A chicken in every pot, a house and a car in every driveway. You know, and I'm supposed to have mine. That's the way it is. Job said a long time ago, before many of these words were written, when he said, a man that's born of a woman is but a few days and full of trouble. Even the sparks fly upward when we get here. We are born in sin and shaped in iniquity. We can't escape it because it's in our veins. And you ain't going to cut your wrist and bleed to death. And if you get a transfusion, it's still going to be full of sin. You can't get away from it. But I come to share some good news with you from the Word of God. It's just a temporary condition. Oh, yes. The Word tells us that we will have tribulation. And we will go through some trials. But Paul says in Corinthians 4, 8, 9, and 10, and many of us love this, we are troubled on every hand, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. I can get my shout on. I'm so glad when the writer penned it by the wisdom of God that I can say, I'm glad that trouble don't last always. Oh, hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. We are passing through this barren land. Yet, we tie ourselves down as Christians of Christ that says, so often we find ourselves as if we are having weights about our neck, current loads upon our back. Many of us are stressed out and stressful and under pressure because we weigh ourselves down. The Bible says, take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But Reverend, you just don't understand. I got to keep up with them Joneses. You know what I mean? And I got to have some play money for myself. I got to have a bright and shiny car, and I got to do what other folks is doing. But the Bible said, don't tie yourself down with that mess. Now, you know that's where the word came from today. When I was a kid coming up, they didn't talk about stress. You know, they had high blood pressure, but they didn't talk about stress. Today, young people ain't even left home is in stress, under peer pressure. Peer pressure? What do you mean, peer pressure? You know, you follow the rules in my house. You don't listen to other folks. You listen to the rules in my house. But, Mama, you know, I'm hanging out with John and Johnny, and, you know, hey, if you stressed out, I didn't put it on you. Johnny and Jim put it on you. I didn't send you there. You hear, man? The enemy is still on our backs. And we give him a ride. We give him an invitation. Come on, join me today. Some of us came through the church door with him in our hip pocket. Wondering, why am I feeling this way? You know, when you came in the door, you should come in there almost with a shout on. Oh, I know I'm in the right place. Huh? And I can feel his presence, and I'm going to leave him outside. Because I come in here to worship the new, true, and living God, and I ain't going to take no stuff. You ain't said that to yourself. You ain't said that to yourself. And some of us came in here like we were doing God a favor. I'm here. But I ain't going to have you tell me about sin and dictate how I spend my money. What's happening? You're in my business. What do you mean your business? I heard that man say before he left here, you don't have no business. God all up in your business. He knows your tomorrows and your days before they get here. So you ain't got nothing head. You ain't got no business. We're defeated in so many ways, and to be sad and to blame God for things when we've done it to ourselves. You know, the devil made me do it. I told people this morning, read Galatians 5. You'll find out the devil ain't made you do it. Huh? In this flesh dwells no good thing. And I'm the one that made me do it. You know, I might not. You know, that's a strange thing how we always want to put the blame on somebody else. You know, the devil made me do it. And if she hadn't said that, I wouldn't have lost my grip. I wouldn't have got out of control. But you have to work on being in control. The Bible says we should have some self-control. You know, you should be the ruler over your own actions and not blame somebody else. You know, we want to blame God for how our lives have turned out. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you are blessed this morning. You blessed. There's people still living in caves and tents, still wrapped up in rags trying to beat the temperature, still wearing sandals on their feet. Some people have never laid on a white sheet, not a postopedic, but a straw mattress. Some people never had a fresh cold glass of milk, able to go to the fountain and turn on the water. Some people have come to this country just to sit on a toilet stool. You don't hear it? You don't believe it? There are some people that have come to America just for the privilege to sit on a toilet stool and pull the hammer. Never been there. But we complain. We're just like children of Israel, moaning and groaning. He said, manna from heaven and quail in the fields and keeping the shoes on my feet. And I ain't even happy in my own house. What's up with that? I ain't even happy in my own house. My wife gets on my nerves. The children are driving me crazy. And all that kind of stuff. I was able to counsel two young Puerto Ricans just the other day. And they just got married, been married 2 weeks. I told them, don't have no baby. I said, don't have no babies yet. You ain't ready for that. Live your life. Get your burns. Love one another. Get in this word together. Find out where you're going and ask them for some direction. Don't make no babies. When you make them babies, some real responsibility comes. You got a responsibility. You sitting here today don't feel you responsible in the church. Let alone about having some babies. You don't want to be responsible in the church. I'll get there when I get there. Oh, I ain't started yet. Huh? I'll get there when I get there. There are many days when we just feel so good as we want you to feel. It's good to feel good. And I hear people talk about retirement, and I see myself. I said, Lord, if I thought at the age of 40 was good, I wouldn't have been in a hurry to leave trying to get to retire. Because when you go through 40, you feel one thing. When you get 50, you feel another. And when you get 65, Have mercy. You even start reflecting. You don't believe this, but you even start reflecting back to your childhood. You say, where'd that come from? I remember when me and Willie were shooting marbles. Where'd that come from? I remember when we was down in the country in the battlefield. Where'd that come from? Why am I thinking about that? I can't go back. And a bell go off in your mind. You know, am I packing my bags? They just give me a reflection of, you know, what I used to do and all that. But young people, I heard the young lady say, don't be in no hurry to grow up. Don't be in no hurry. Huh? When you get that age and mom and daddy say, leave the key. Hello? You ain't sneaking back up in here making no sandwiches in the middle of the day and washing your clothes. And I'm back home. Oh, no. You grown now. You want to do your own thing. You on your own. Don't be in a hurry, people. Time will catch up with you. My wife always tells people, don't tell people they're old. I say, I'm old. She said, but if you hadn't lived to get old, you'd have died young. I say, you're right. Amen. Jesus told his disciples, you will suffer many things just for my name's sake. Can you believe it? And people are still upset about Jesus. He ain't even here to defend himself. But when you mention his name, everybody got something to say.
Yes, sir.
Everybody. Where you get that from? How you believe in such foolishness? If you can believe in Buddha, I can believe in Jesus. If you can believe in Mohammed, I can believe in Jesus. There's no other sweeter name I know than Jesus. He's been the one that heard every call I ever made. And he's been the one that has been my deliverer. I can talk about Jesus. And when I think about the goodness of the Lord, I got to get my shout on. Huh? Because he hasn't put no more on me than I can bear. Sometimes I cry just to cry. But it ain't because he put it on me. But he knows that I can bear this. And I say, I can handle this. Thank you, Lord. I can rejoice in the midst of this storm. Why? Because I know it's just a temporary condition. It's just temporary. If I just hold on and hold out, he gonna show up. I can put my life on that. And some of you might be standing on some shaky ground, but I can put my life on that. It's just a temporary condition. And I know in whom I believe. I know in whom I trust. I know my Redeemer lives. I can get my shout on. It's just a temporary condition. I'm sure many of our young people have not a kind of days that some of us been through at this age. And I know you're grateful. You don't have no back pain. Your calluses ain't hurting. You ain't got no corn on your feet. You ain't got no bad rotator cuff. Your hip bone ain't out of place. You ain't walking around saying, boy, what's wrong with these legs? You haven't got that far. Yeah. Praise God. Yeah. But remember what the writer said in the book. Yeah. Remember the Lord your God in the days of your youth. Because if you live long enough, woo, you're going to meet some of this stuff down the road. But what will you have in your heart when the storm rides? What will be on the inside that will get you across the bridge and take you on the other side of the river? Get up in here. It's just a temporary condition. A popular songwriter wrote a few years ago, I suffer and I'll gain eternal life. He didn't mean no harm. It sounded good. You know, the whole earth be going to heaven We're talking about suffering to get you eternal life. Because a lot of folks don't suffer down here. From the rocking of the cradle to the very present time, still taking a whipping. But they ain't going to heaven. You got to meet Jesus. You got to have a solid foundation within your soul.
Yes, sir.
To know that you know. That you know. That you know I'm saved. I met him for myself. Mama prayed for me. Mama prayed for a whole lot of folks, but they ain't going to heaven. You got to learn how to pray for you. You got to talk to God for you. It's a one-on-one situation. I don't care who you have, where you come from. You got to meet him for yourself. Young people today have some foolish hope. Whew. Be careful of that peer pressure. Be careful of bad influences. I know you hear about drugs and alcohol. And they bring up different commercials. But if you ain't never experienced it, don't try to find out. Me and Reverend Nathaniel, we went through some stuff. But it's the mercy of God that kept us from crossing that line. We went so far and we said, hey, I ain't going there. But young people, you can go out here today and spend a weekend and not find your address come Monday. I was just hanging with the boys, having a good time. It seemed like they was enjoying themselves on that pipe. I just took a little hit. And next thing I know, I had 5 or 6 hits. And next thing I know, I said, I don't care how many hits. Just give me some of that pipe. And you woke up Monday morning and you were late for work. Well, give me another hit. They'll do without me. I'll get there after a while. The next thing you know, it was 2 or 3 days you hadn't got to work. All right. Where your homie at now? And the rent's due. Where your homie at now? And the refrigerator's empty. Where your homie at now? That was sitting up there with you in that pipe and telling you to go out there and get some dollars so we can get some more hit. Where is he at now? Don't let yourself be hit by that peer pressure. For many, even though that like the song, I'll suffer and one day I'll have eternal life. For it's so heavenly. We love heavenly song. We love Christian stories. We love, I said it in Sunday school this morning, we like Daniel in the lion's den, Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, Jonah in the whale. We like all that good stuff. But read the book. Don't pick out stuff that just makes you comfortable. Read the book. Let that sword get the cutting, two-edged sword, and find out some of this hurt or get some junk out of us.
Yeah. All right. Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to make it fit my needs, my comfort zone. That 23rd Psalm, I just love it. Don't you just love that 23rd Psalm? But I heard the pastor said there's another side of God. You can't escape him. We look at Lamentations this morning and Jeremiah in the Sunday school. You can't get around God. He's all knowing, all seeing, all wise, everywhere present. You can't duck him. You can't surprise him. You can't fool him. You can't outthink him. He's God all by himself. And we as a grain of pepper in an ocean of salt are insignificant. But he loves us. In spite of ourselves. Years on the wall, Jesus, with his determinedness to not to, but But to follow his father's will done us a great service. How many of us see that Jesus done us a great service? Before the foundation of the world, he done us a great service. When God was establishing his earth and his realm and those that would dwell therein and the water was upon the deep, he done us a great service. And we had not yet arrived. They're still telling us that the earth been here 50, 60 billion years. Oh, Lord, I can't think that far. How do you know that? Took God that long to cool this place off and get stuff straightened out? I don't think so. The pastor must say sometime in his great struggle to keep things going, how long, Lord, is this going to last? What does it take that they may hear me? How do I handle this struggle? He said, stay on your knees. I'll fight your battle. I know the load get heavy sometimes, but just know that I'm here. And I have not forsaken you. Just know and be confident. Though the storm may rise, it won't overpower you. Satan has no place on you. You're my child. Oh, Lord, I can say yes. It's getting hard sometimes. But, Lord, I'm grateful that I can say within my soul, it's just a temporary condition. I'm just going through this land. I'm just going through some stuff right now. But I can trust God to carry me through. He never seen the righteous forsaken, the seed begging for bread. I know when I put my money in that it's going to become an increase. When I put my goods in his hand, he's going to multiply them. He's going to press it down and roll it over and fill it to exposure. I can say, Lord, I thank you. I can depend on God. I know he's able. I have family and friends that let me down. I had so-called buddies on my side till the going got rough. And looked around and couldn't find nobody. Oh, Lord, I'm in trouble all by myself. But since I've been on my Christian journey, since I spent some time in his book, since I opened it up for myself and see what he would have me to do and what he would have me to be, I found a resting place in Jesus. The writer said, a weeping may endure for a moment. You hear what I'm saying? Weeping may endure for a moment, but joy, joy comes in the morning. Huh? And we see the bright sunshine on this side and feel the warm breeze and see the rain falling and we get happy. But there's some joy truly in the morning when we get up in that great getting up morning. I know it's awaiting me, huh? Because I'm just going through some stuff right now. For this state I'm in is only a temporary condition. Paul in Philippians says, put this way, for I am straitened betwixt the two, have desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. He knew it was just a temporary condition. Two people think that when Paul met Jesus on Damascus Road, he just got up and shook the dust off and got up and said, now I'll go back and say, look at me. Well, see, when God put blinders on his eyes and sent him down in the city to wait for the messenger to come. And then he took him out in the wilderness and took him up into the third heaven and had him in school for 3 years. Hallelujah. When Paul came out, I got something to say. I'm a new creature in Christ. Oh, the old man been slain and I've been renewed. Oh, I just was a temporary condition. Yes, oh, how I can praise God. The question lies with many in Christ. Our Christ and our salvation that is in him. It's in Jesus. All the world is guilty before him. There's none righteous. No, not one. You may feel sanctimonious and holy, but you ain't all that. Reb said before he left it, you want something to shout about? You want something to have some joy about? Be glad your name is in the Lamb Book of Life. That's where you need to get your shout on. You're trying to accumulate a lot of stuff. Worried about your stuff instead of your soul. If there's life after death, laying on your sick bed, it's just a sickness. Or is it unto death? If I die, what's next? You'd be surprised at the people that are blinded from the truth. They say, when you're dead, you're done. It's over. You have got to be a fool to think when you leave this life, you're just going in a cold hole in the ground. You got to be crazy. I'm 65 and still dealing with stuff within my own body. And if my hope rests on a cold hole in the ground, I guarantee you I'll learn how to use a pistol in a hurry. This is far enough. Matter of fact, I wouldn't have got this far if I was just waiting for a cold hole in the ground, nothing after death. I'd have closed it out a long time. I might have beat him home. But we walk around like that. And listen to this. Lazarus, God's friend, Jesus' buddy that he met, and he died. And he raised him up by the power of his word. And Lazarus died again. We all have been raised up out of our temporary condition. We have a reason to rejoice. We be dead, yet we live again. Because it's just a temporary condition. Jesus didn't try to comfort them with any other words. But he said, I'm going to give you a comforter. And the joy, and Reb talked about it Wednesday night, the hope that's within us. That he's coming back to receive us unto himself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Romans 17 says, if we are heirs of God, we are joint heirs with Christ. We are already seated in heavenly places. We are already on heaven's road. We are already in his favor. Oh, hallelujah. I can get happy just by that. Our suffering can't be compared to the glory that awaits us. Oh, how Christ loved us before we even knew ourselves. How he cared and let us know that out of our state of anxiety and perplexity that we journey, but a temporary condition that befalls him to his children. And he that is a strength through the faith of Christ, that's just a temporary condition. That's a little junk you're going through. One day, 1,000 years is but a day to our God. It's just a temporary condition. If what you really see, you don't see. It's just a temporary condition. For when we have a weakness, God gives us strength. I try to tell young men in the church, you have no idea what this body was able to endure. God will carry you up 10,000 feet and drop you out of a plane and let you land safely. Carry you into outer space and look back on this world that he created and bring you back to a safe landing. God is able, when you feel like you just don't have no more to give, or give you a strength to carry you over on the other side. God is able. How his truth fits to alleviate all our silence and murmuring. Yeah. of our mind. For we know that God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son has not forsaken us. There is a consolation from our lips when we talk to God and go to Him in prayer with our hope built upon His foundation. He is come back again to receive us and take us home. Oh, that's something to say. I'm just going through some stuff. I'm just dealing with something right now. But after a while, I don't have to worry about it no more. Overcoming death, hell, and the grave has no power to hold my body down. I know my Redeemer lives. I know that one morning I'm going to rise up with hallelujah in my step. I know that God has not forsaken me, but given me a spirit on the inside. That every now and then, I feel my body want to jump. I feel my spirit, I want to run. I got to tell somebody, I can't keep it to myself. Every now and then, in the midnight hours, when my baby is asleep, I have a little talk with Jesus. I know he went up on Calvary Hill. I know they stretched him wide between earth and glory. I know they ridiculed him and said, if you be the Christ, come down and save yourself. I know they pierced him in the side. I know they laid him in a barred tomb. But early out, early on a Sunday morning, he got up out of that grave. He had my hope within his hand. He had the power to deliver me. He had the joy to give to me. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah, Lord. It's just for a moment, a twinkling of an eye. It's just a temporary condition. I can handle this, Lord. After a while, and by and by, I'm going to see the King. I'm on my way. Don't worry about it. Joy comes in the morning on the other side. But for a moment, thank you, Lord. Hide it in your heart, children. Hide it in your heart. It'll be everything you need when you need it. Everything. Don't trouble yourself with the things of this world. Hide this in your heart. It'll be the anchor for your soul. Your peace in storm, and wipe all your tears away in this. Not Reverend Palmer, not the excitement that I have, but this. This is the bread that never runs out. You can eat this and never get an upset stomach. Won't put on an ounce of weight and have 1,000 pounds around your heart. Trust it. It's just a temper. Dang. We're going back one day to see the King. Able to thank him personally. Not from afar. And I can thank you and fall at your feet. Say, Lord, how could you love a wretch like me? But you brought me through. And let me know. Just hold on. It's just temporary. Amen.